rights of defendants or innocent people. The rights of potential defendants or potential defendants or innocent people. Therefore, there should be no further comment upon it. I just place it right out there, and that puts a shot across the bow. Let the nation scream out. Let McCord go out. That doesn't count. They don't have what we, let's put it this way now. We don't want we've got. We've got Gruder Dayton, and both the Rue and the two others. We can take that and see whether you want to run that by somebody, you're talking to Dave Moore or somebody. Yeah, okay, fine. And then let me know right away. I want to finish with Henry Finney back to the certificate. Fair enough. It's my inclination to go with that today.
We have no problem. I'd be inclined to handle this on the basis of providing it. In other words, what is the activity that the White House is so working on?
Do give they all saw me leave the church service.
Give it to a wire service story, the wire service, and confirm it later instead of calling the big session.
No, I just give it to the wire.
That's right. Yeah.
Just give it to the wire and say, John, what the president's been doing, where is he today, he'll be. Personal investigation. But I want to know, the last, the 21st, I've been working my butt off, which I have, I'm just sick of this, and I want to get it done.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll hear about it a lot, and I don't want to. I've got to run the country, too. Come back tonight for a moment now to our subjects at home and early. Let's be sure we understand who we are here. As I understand it, I understand what you were saying last night. From a legal standpoint, the case against them may be quite difficult to prove.
The circuit here with respect to Carol.
Yeah.
The theoretical legal point of view.
Right, because of the money.
John confirms
that he got the money.
That he got the budget report.
For the budget report, yeah.
And Strawn confirms that.
Strawn's going to testify.
Right. If he confirms then that he gave Ehrlichman or Holden a summary of the intercepted conversation.
That shows he had prior knowledge, right.
And Dean testifies that he told Holden about the second meeting in Mitchell's office where these things were discussed.
I asked Dean today, I said, did Holden have any knowledge? He said, no. Did Ehrlichman have any knowledge? He said, no. I said, did you have any knowledge? Dean said, no. I said, I went to these meetings. Dean gave me the same story. He had to change the story in expert advice. Went to the meeting, but we turned. We thought we had turned off. That was his line. But he said that's before. But it's afterwards. He said that both all of them and had problems. That's what Dean tells me for whatever it's worth. Now, he tells you something different.
Well, he said in Mitchell's office, we ought not to be discussing this in the office of the Attorney General.
Yeah.
All right. That's one thing. Maybe he construed that as turning it off. It didn't turn it off. He goes back to Holden and he says, we want them to be involved in this shit, is the way it's stated. And Holden says, right, but so far as we can ascertain, nobody did anything.
So from a pretty hard to convict, I was going to say, just looking at Holden, in the public mind, and I think as you said last night on the phone, very perceptively, in the public mind.
That's right.
But legally,
that's right, it's a very difficult case because it rests on inaction. But in any event, with respect to Holdeman, that is a theoretical case. But for Ehrlichman, next to nothing.
I'll
have to go back to Gray, I'll talk to Fiona, and all the stuff I've talked to Ehrlichman too.
Yes, if you're going to hear that they turn over a packet to the Gray. Just early morning, I believe that's what the Gray. Let's go to the Bureau Bank. Jesus Christ. is this something that
you're a remarkable man, Mr. President. I think I'm very a remarkable man.
But you see, his memory might be old in this. My point is, I don't feel it, but it's strange legislation.
I don't think that it's especially germane.
It's not relevant.
That's right, but it's important to determine whether or not Dean's telling the truth. Corroborative fact. It's a literal fact, but if it can be established that he's telling the truth.
All right, suppose you find an early one that corroborates the field. They did find this fact, whatever it was. Then what you do, call Gray and ask him, where is it?
Well, I'll go see him again. Whether or not we want to pursue it.
See, Gray's, if I can just suggest, Gray's reaction, if he didn't get it, would be, in my opinion, I'd ask him if he'd get it. He got something. So, and they told him this is political stuff. $156,000
These are good friends of mine, Mr. President. prosecuted the Hoffa case.
His problem is he's very upset about it. Does he think he was paid off?
Does he think that his thesis was a purpose of his client? Well, I don't think he cares where his seat came from. He's concerned about the allegations that McCord makes based on
code. One thing about Colson, one thing that I would be concerned here, and that is I just wonder if you have that walk. plane before the recruiter flashes or what have you, or all that. And I have information, it's true.
More than that, Mr. President, you know, it's confidence in the office of the
private. Right. Would you think they are resigning right now?
Mr. President, I'm sorry to say, I think that mindful of the need for confidence in your office, yes. That has nothing to do with guilt or innocence.
What basis is how would you have to submit their resignation?
Well, when we say they, I'm much more concerned about Ehrlichman than I am about Holloway, because Ehrlichman, we have much less, you know, in terms of potential involvement. That goes to the quality of the information. Maybe it was trash, and you get rid of the damn stuff, it's no good.
And that may be great, yeah.
That's right. And the other thing, with respect to Hunt, that's a little more sensitive. Someone could, you know, they're closely associated with you, tells Hunt to get out of the country, is, I think, a tremendously sensitive piece of information. But he didn't go because he had the
case of my
counterman. The owners were counterman.
Well, I would think that his defense on that, if I were my guess, would be to try to press my mind. If I didn't mind, that would be the best thing for him to get out of the country, get out of it. But your point, Dean tells us that Ehrlichman ordered him to get him out of the country. Right. That would be bad.
Sure. Right. And that's the way it comes through from this. Hunt tells us
that's the way he escaped
my principle. My principles said,
tell you what,
get out of the country, Hunt. It doesn't seem to me that if that fact reaches the light of day, that it can be anything else but possibly impact on the White House. Anything to do with justice or injustice?
I know that. Thinking about it. I for sure said this. I'm thinking about that too. I'm trying.
Well, let me put it another way. If I were Ehrlichman, I would feel like I had to go with a circumstance.
Even Ehrlichman.
Both of
them. How would you feel about Ehrlichman?
Well,
you would feel even more strong.
Yes, sir. Assuming. Remember what we have. Dean says he discussed this with Goldman. Goldman didn't say stop.
I see.
But I can tell you, if one of my prosecutors came in and said another prosecutor was out bugging somebody in organized crime, I would not say we ought not be involved.
Dean,
I told him to say stop it.
Did Dean say he discussed the bugging with Holman?
He discussed the substance of the budget proposals, which included the bugging operation with Haldeman, and said we ought not to be involved in this, and Haldeman agrees, but nothing happens. Neither one of them stopped. Now maybe they both thought they were outranked by John Mitchell, I don't know.
Dean now says we discussed the bugging operation. That's what I want to know.
Magruder. Magruder said,
"Magruder
goes through strong." Dean says when he came back from the second meeting, he told Holman, "This is terrible. We ought not to be involved in this."
Right.
Nobody does anything.
Right. He should have forthright, hasn't he?
Well,
He should have told me about Holman.
It's all hard to debrief a man, Mr. President, in an hour or two, as you know.
I asked him specifically, did Haldeman know, and so forth, he said no. And I guess making he was being perfectly honest. He told me that just this morning. I said he had no knowledge before, and neither did Earl. And he said neither did he. But I guess what he meant was that they hold them liable. In this case, the very fact he didn't stop it. He didn't have the responsibility. I'm looking at it just from a legal standpoint. From a public standpoint, that's it. I think he would be liable for not issuing an order. I suppose it would be to support it. He didn't want us to support it.
It depends on who has authority to act with respect to the budget proposals.
A hall of them is clear there.
He did not have any authority.
Sir, not all of them. He had no authority, but I would let him.
Then you're left with the fact that he has knowledge of that he doesn't act upon.
Knowledge of
that comes out to this prison of felon. That comes out to this prison of felon. This prison is a statute that hardly ever enforced. And then we put everybody in jail, I suppose, if you charge.
Knowledge. That's right.
Knowledge
is being considered.
The title said
that it was sitting right there. We discussed budget proposal
I think I have it in those notes there that he came back to the White House after the meeting. We told Haldeman about these proposals that were being discussed in the office of the Attorney General and said we ought not to be involved, and Haldeman agrees that nobody stopped the operation.
Thank you.
that statement that's made in the heat of argument. John Schaffer's a very committed, emotional, able lawyer. Stand up and say, God damn it, I'm not going to plead. If I have to do this, I'll do this in return. That's the way it comes out.
I'll call that some time.
And you asked him about that point specifically, about reporting the whole of it on the budget proposal.
Yeah, I will. I need to know that. This morning, from the top of my head, I need to know what this right to I guess you've got problems there. You've got to go to her, you've got to go to the judge, the dean, you've got to make a deal with this. That's probably too much.
That's right. I don't know.
The others.
We can't give you too much because it will impair his credibility. That's another factor.
I need to know any further. I got to keep on top of this. Any further breaks there? And perhaps by tonight, you will know what Mother Strong did testify. I may call you around 8 o'clock.
I would say not before 8.
I'll call you 9 on 9.
9 is fine.
Nine, three, nine.
That gives me a chance to get my kids to go.
Oh, yeah.